Welcome to SearchContentManagement.com and SearchCRM.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And over the course of the past couple of months, we have been dissecting one of the most important technologies to kind of come down the pike this year, which is artificial intelligence. And there are several flavors of it that various vendors have been rolling out, from Salesforce Einstein to Microsoft's version of it with sort of Azure-powered AI and Office 365. Oracle has also been delving into artificial intelligence and machine learning. And of course, IBM has been working on AI and Watson for quite some time. So to talk a little bit about the Microsoft flavor of artificial intelligence, I have with me Scott Robinson, a BI and SharePoint expert who's been on the Microsoft watch for quite some time and has a lot to say about this subject. Scott, welcome back. It's great to have you.
Great to be here as always.
It's great to know that we're going to talk about this subject because we have been talking about elements of this offline for some time, and it's kind of coming to fruition with Ignite this year. So first, there are so many different angles to this, but let's start by talking about some of the news, which was kind of Azure, Microsoft's cloud and platform as a service, being kind of the engine, the powering Microsoft's version of artificial intelligence. And Microsoft really showcased that at Ignite. What is the implication of having Azure powering Microsoft AI for you?
Well, one thing I see in Microsoft, and I've seen it for a while, is that they try to get a lot of use out of, you know, what they've already built. And that's worked out fairly well in some situations and not so well in others. But the bottom line is that they have a strong architecture, you know, under the hood. Always have, and it's gotten better with time. Now, when we talk about Azure AI, they're basically saying they're making services available across the platform for the products that they have deployed on the platform, the services that are now becoming, you know, pervasive, you know, ubiquitous in business, with having Office 365 in the cloud now, you know, where all those things that we've been using for 20 years, we can get to them from anywhere. The architecture that drives all of this is extremely well-tuned at this point. So, you know, when they start making AI and analytics resources and, you know, basically it's service-to-service behind the scenes, I think they're in a good position to make good on what they say. Now, I look at the stuff that they've done the past couple of years, which you and I have talked about a number of times. I think those were more marketing fails when those products came up short than technology fails. I've been skeptical of their cloud technology for a while because, you know, some people at Microsoft have told me some things about how they've struggled. On the other hand, right now, they have beefed up their cloud around the globe. You know, their deployment is second to none. It right now, they have more resources out there than AWS. In a lot of their data centers, in 15 of their data centers worldwide, they are deploying, you know, smart chips that are incredibly powerful, chips that allow firmware rewrites on the fly, you know, so that the chips can alter themselves to fine-tune to whatever it is they're being asked to do. This is outstanding technology. You know, this is very 21st century stuff. So I think right now, Microsoft is better positioned than it has ever been to distribute AI and distribute it well in the cloud.
So now, I alluded to some of this in the intro in terms of, you know, there's a lot of different flavors of AI out there. And Microsoft has been at this for quite some time, but Salesforce is catching up. IBM's always there. Oracle's come out with something. How would you differentiate Microsoft's version of AI and some of what we've talked about in terms of Office 365 from some of these other offerings?
Well, now that's a great question because they really are taking different approaches. And it's very important to understand those approaches when you're making the decision as a business, who do I want to make use of? Now, Salesforce is a good example. Right now, Salesforce has just launched a product which is similar to Azure AI that they're calling Einstein. Einstein basically is being pitched as simplicity from complexity, sort of what I call, you know, a drive-up window analytics, where you can take your data, or your application can take your data, and pitch it up to their cloud, and they'll crunch it for you, and they will deliver the analytics that you're desiring. Now, that's just one aspect of how AI is deployed in their cloud, but it's something that you can also get from Watson Analytics with IBM. You know, this whole drive-up window philosophy. Now, I'm not crazy about that, because I think that that takes the think work out of, you know, analytics, out of applied AI. On the other hand, Salesforce is also doing something that Microsoft has become pretty good at after a couple of false starts, and that is using AI in such a way as to anticipate a user's needs, to, you know, handle your email for you, to you know, sync your calendar for you, to collect data about how you do your work and use it to suggest better ways to do your work. And so Salesforce and Azure AI are kind of in sync there, you know, with the O365 Delve and Office Graph products. Now, where Microsoft stands out, I have a lot of respect for this, is that they don't try to give you drive-by analytics. You know, they're not doing the same thing that Watson and Salesforce are doing and saying, you know, you pop in a coin and you punch a button and pow, you get analytics. They're not doing that. Microsoft surpassed Oracle 10 years ago in the business intelligence realm by bundling up free business intelligence tools in the SQL Server product. The BI Suite and SQL Server changed everything because it put the power to build for yourself in the hands of everybody who used SQL Server. You know, you didn't have to have, a BI specialist in order to start doing your work more intelligently and handling your data better. Now, Microsoft has that philosophy underlying everything they're doing right now. We want you to build it yourself. We're going to give you these tools. What you do with them is up to you. Now, Salesforce and IBM are trying to skirt around that and make this, you know, vending machine simple. Well, artificial intelligence and analytics are not vending machine simple. They require an investment. They can bring about a culture change in a business. Microsoft still understands that. And so Microsoft, I think, has the best philosophy when it comes to an artificial intelligence in the cloud.
Let me ask you this, and this is sort of a related issue. You know, both Salesforce, say, and Microsoft have made some acquisitions and also some integrations to kind of bring AI to various areas of their platform. So Salesforce has really been fast and furious on the acquisition front and has purchased a number of AI-related companies over the course of this year, spent about $700 million on AI-related companies to kind of bring Einstein to fruition. Microsoft, same thing. It offered up Microsoft Dynamics 365 this year, so kind of that integration between Dynamics CRM and Office 365. It also purchased LinkedIn, all sort of to the same end, I guess is what I'm trying to say, really enhancing different areas of the platform with artificial intelligence, kind of bringing all this data together. Where do you think Microsoft stands in terms of its approach versus some of the other providers?
I think Microsoft's approach is to leapfrog ahead in terms of leveraging what's going on in scooping up social data. And this is something that it's important in general to connect all of this new technology, everything that's going on with cloud intelligence, to human beings, because that's why they're doing this in the first place. So when a company goes out and acquires another company, it's trying to, you know, save time and get a leg up by scooping up that company's technology and infrastructure. Microsoft has made very strategic choices there, not so much about AI, but about means of connecting and means of moving that data around. The LinkedIn acquisition, I think, was a stroke of genius. And that's, I think, where Microsoft's head is now. I think that says a lot. I think at first it says they've got a lot of confidence about what they've already built, and they should, because, you know, we've said for a while now that the technology itself is great technology. It's the fact that they market it badly. So I think that they are not so much focused on scooping up technology in their acquisitions. They're looking to scoop up new ways of connecting. And I think that's a strategic plus.
So now let's talk a little bit about some of the potential downsides of this Azure AI approach. What do you see as some of the hidden problems? Or maybe not so hidden.
Not so hidden, exactly. I think that Microsoft, you know, they've tripped over their own feet many, many times in terms of how do we sell this to people. I think that when it comes to introducing AI-driven applications in the cloud, a company like Salesforce has the leg up because they are basically a CRM company that has branched out into things other than CRM. And I think that the people who are likely to use their tools and appreciate the AI features are going to be CRM people. Well, they're primed to make use of that kind of stuff. They are primed to want AI functionality in their apps. So I think that they are going to, you know, latch on fast. Microsoft, not so much. Microsoft has been, you know, the workers' technology. And learning new things is not, you know, the first thing that someone who sits down and pulls up Windows and starts using, you know, the Office suite thinks about. So I think that they have a real barrier there in how to sell it. Now, they have had a problem in the past. They're trying to do too much too fast. Right now, I think that they are so beefy and strong in their infrastructure that I think they can deliver on their promises when it comes to functionality. It's how do we sell it? How do we make people want it? How do we make it clear, you know, how to make use of these tools? That's Microsoft's big challenge.
So let me ask you something else, because when I was at Dreamforce, we talked with some folks at Aperio. They're an implementer, Salesforce. We talked about the issue of even the folks that they work with being somewhat resistant to cloud-based technology and maybe less so because of sort of the traditional objections like security, but just institutional barriers to moving to the cloud, lots of legacy technology, lots of business process that needs to change. This is a Microsoft shop story, as far as I'm concerned as well. Lots of on-prem technology. Sometimes these companies just aren't quite ready to move to the cloud. So when we talk about Delve and Office Graph and Microsoft AI, is this also like a five-year plan for a lot of Microsoft shops that, in truth, in reality, are still on-prem or hybrid?
Well, I think that Microsoft is in a unique position in the marketplace when it comes to this reluctance to go to the cloud. When it comes to taking up the Watson Analytics product or to getting into the Salesforce platform in general, those are cloud things to begin with. And, of course, Microsoft is, you know, pervasive everywhere on-prem. Hundreds of thousands of companies use it on-prem, and transitioning to the cloud is a different question because you're moving something you've already got to a place you don't want to be, as opposed to just trying out a new cloud platform when you don't have anything invested on the ground. So it's a different proposition with Microsoft. Now, I think that Microsoft has a leg up in terms of attacking those barriers, because one thing its competitors in cloud AI have to face is the fact that you can sell those cloud platforms by making everything seem simple and make it seem like, you know, the smart cloud is going to come along and make your life easier and you don't have to think about it. Well, talk about Big Brother. You know, we've had all these fears of artificial intelligence taking over and doing our business for us and all this dread about what might happen if we go to the cloud. Well, there's a philosophical barrier there. Do we want the cloud thinking for us? Well, you know, that's a scary thing, and that's a pressure that Microsoft doesn't have to worry about so much, because Microsoft's barriers in migration are more to do with the boat anchor of on-prem infrastructure, you know, and versus do we want to release control that we already possess over our security, over our administration, completely different set of problems in selling the, you know, the Azure platform. So I think there's kind of it may be a wash. There's a push and a pull at work. The pull is, you know, we need that functionality and we want that functionality that we can't get in our on-prem. You know, we can't deploy Azure AI on the ground. We want that functionality. We got to go to the cloud. You know, we got to push through this. On the other hand, Microsoft users are roll-up-your-sleeves users, and that's a big plus in terms of controlled migration and making decisions about hybridizing, keeping some things on-prem and putting some things in the cloud. Microsoft is a trickier question, but in the end, you can get answers that are more satisfying when it comes to migration.
And do you think that Microsoft, in a way, will also have a more viable story for some of these hesitant users because hybrid is an option?
I really do, because one thing you can do with Microsoft is you can say, okay, I want this new functionality. I like the idea of what AI on a platform can do for me, but I don't want to go all in. I can't go all in. You know, it's a matter of time and money, and what I would like to do would be able to pick and choose. I want my AI functionality in my desktop products, my Office, my Word, and my Excel, and my, you know, SharePoint. I want AI there. At the same time, I want to be able to do analytics, but I like my ground stuff. Can you give me a pick and choose approach? And Microsoft can say yes to that. Microsoft is tooled up. Office Graph will allow you single endpoint access to those analytics. And so I can pipe them back and forth, you know, ground to cloud at my leisure. You know, it's an easy thing to do. So I think that that's a big plus for Microsoft. You can pick and choose where you want to do your AI. You can hybridize to your heart's content.
Well, Scott, this is a subject that we've touched on a couple of times that I imagine we'll return to in the future. But I think for the purposes of today, we'll leave it here for now. But I hope we can call on you to come back and give us some perspective in the future.
Sure.
Terrific. Well, Scott, thank you so much. And for listeners, you can always check out Search Content Management, Search CRM, and Search Salesforce for more on artificial intelligence and machine learning. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.